This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Power Business, 6 to 7 p.m.
1821 on Power Business. Our next conversation, we are joined by Pat Mahlangu, CEO at the Lato Agency. And we're speaking all things youth-owned brands and recognizing them and their contribution to the economy. We know it is June and we'll be focusing a lot of our energy and our time and our conversations on really the role of youth in South Africa's economy, but also what we should be doing to ensure that the youth remains involved in the economy. And of course, that's for obvious reasons. Pat does join me in studio now. Good evening to you.
Good evening. Good evening to your listeners.
Wonderful, Pat. When we speak about youth-owned brands, what are we making reference to?
So we're making reference to brands that are owned and run by persons between the ages of 18 and 35. Mm-hmm. You know, as per our constitution in the country, or they could be younger than 18, mm-hmm. which is a great plus. But for now, we're focusing on persons between the ages of 18 and 35.
What kind of brands are young people coming up with? And what I might even ask, what are the brand pillars that are common throughout this age group?
Through the work that I do with the Top 16 Youth Owned Brands Awards, what we're seeing a lot is apparel. Mm. It's like, there's a lot of apparel brands that were nominated, this year. And I think it's because of the low barriers to entry. Mm. So if you look at the industries that have a very low barrier to entry, that's where you see a lot of young people playing in. So you look at apparel, you look at footwear more recently, you look at accessories, you look at even tech, they're building like tech solutions, apps and all of that. Things that really just require their skill and their time. Not necessarily a lot of investment to get started. So those are some of the industries that we see a lot of young people playing. Media is also another big one, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because all you need right now, to set up a studio like this, mm-hmm. one, it's no longer a lot of money, mm-hmm. like it used to be before. Mm-hmm. You can just make your own makeshift studio and off you go. You have a podcast and you're reaching millions of people.
Got you. Very interesting there to see that development. Now, let's talk about the contribution that these brands do make to, the economy, Pat. And also, if we're seeing enough youth brands. So we know, of course, there's a lot. We can name a lot if you and I sit here. But considering how many young people there are in this country, are there enough?
It's not enough. And I always say the only way that we can get young people being active players in our economy is through starting businesses. Because mm-hmm. as you can see with the big corporates, they've reached the ceiling. They now actually, the only way to maintain a good bottom line is to actually by getting rid of people,
sure.
not hiring new people. So the only viable way that young people can get active in this economy is if they start their own businesses. So that's where we are.
Now, given the vast population of youth in South Africa, Pat, let's talk about what makes a brand valuable to young people. I don't think old people look at the same thing that young people look at in a brand.
Yeah.
We're looking for very specific things. What are those things?
The brand needs to connect with young people. It needs to be very empowering towards young people. And I think gone are the days where the communications between brands and consumers was only one way. So you'd hear an ad on radio, you'd see an ad on TV, and you'd never get the opportunity to respond. Mm. You hear from a brand on radio, you never have the opportunity to respond. But right now with social media, there is that two-way stream. And with social media as well, and the internet rather, you can easily do research. So if you make a claim today as a brand and say my brand can do XYZ, if it's not true within minutes or hours of posting that particular piece of content or that claim, you can be proven wrong. So the internet is playing a very big role in terms of just young people opening their eyes to their world, and also just understanding how things work. I used to be as young as I am, mm-hmm. I lectured at universities, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and I used to compare myself with the youngsters. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, at your age, I didn't know that those kind of things. The questions that they'd ask, they're very interested in knowing why things are the way they are. why is it that, I mean, at that particular, when I was a first year student, I didn't question why all my lecturers were white, for example, right? Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. these young ones, they question. Sure. They question that. And, and that's the power of just being them being exposed and just seeing what's right and what's not right. And also they care a lot about, I mean, the environment. If you look at, what's her name, Greta Thunberg. As young as she was very vocal, and she got a lot of us, our eyes open towards the importance of preserving the planet, you know. And all of a sudden there's ESG, you know, in big corporates, and it's a big driver for business success. Only because a young person started questioning. And I think the role that young people play in society often is downplayed, but it's very important. I mean, if you look at, in my time, I'm the generation of Fees Must Fall.
Okay.
You know, when Fees Must Fall started, you know, it was young people spearheading. And when I got the opportunity to be a lecturer and sitting in like, in these faculty meetings and there's big chats about, you know, decolonizing the curriculum and you just see these professors now claiming like it was their own ideas to decolonize the curriculum. But it only started because young people put out their voices and said, no, man, why is it that I must be taught? Why is actually the rest that I stay in is called dromedaries? Why dromedaries?
Yeah.
Then it's, oh, it was, what's his name? Van Riebeck arrived in the dromedaries. No, I can't identify with that. So it must call Makawe. You know what I mean? So that's the power that I think young people, and from an economic perspective, I mean, I'll give you an example with the brand that we all know, Batu, for example. You know, because also I'm an employer. I pay tax and I know. But he employs 400 plus people. I mean, he's pay as we earn tax every bill. It's just, it's massive. And that's the economic contribution of youth-owned, of a youth-owned business. And you multiply that by many other youth-owned businesses that are active in the economy. So it's massive. The economic contribution, we cannot debate it, you know. As small as my business is, I mean, I'm making significant on a very good month. You know, I pay over 200k worth of VAT.
It's amazing.
You know, it's a huge contribution. It pays 5 salaries of government employees.
Well, that's context. Certainly context. Yeah. In fact, we don't have much time left, but I must ask you: this young person listening, they have a brand, they're just not sure. You know, what would be maybe the one or two things you should probably figure out before trying to put your brand out there?
The first advice I'd give them is that they must come to the Festival of Youth on Brands on the 14th and 15th of June in Sandton. They'll learn a ton. We've got a panel of experts that will be sharing knowledge. But also, most importantly, you know, they need to just pay attention to the small details. Things like your logo, things like how you communicate. The story is very important when you're starting out. You know, if you look at all these youth-owned brands that we admire today, it's because of the stories they told. I mean, we all know the Batu story all too well, right?
Yes, too well.
Because he consistently told it and it never changed. And that's his truth. You can't debate it. So also, as a young person, when you're starting a brand today, tell your own story.
Well, Pat, thank you so much for joining us in studio, and those looking forward to the festival, I'm sure they'll be there, and for making time for us today. I think very, very exciting to see how youth-owned brands are developing and adding to the economy.
Thank you so much.
And that was Pat Mahlangu, CEO at the Lerato Agency.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.